I want to take you on a short journey to Isaiah chapter 11. Now, we've been here before, but I want to precede it with a word. It's kind of neat that the heading is The Branch from Jesse. The Branch, Gail. The Branch. Okay, you like that. That's the heading. Okay. Isaiah 11. The Branch from Jesse. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. Why is it a stump?
My Bible says stock.
Huh?
My Bible says stock.
Yeah.
It doesn't say stump, it says stock.
Okay. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. He will delight in the fear of the Lord. Who is he talking about?
Jesus.
Anybody got another opinion? Who's he talking about?
Is it all of us?
Yeah, the corporate Christ. The corporate Christ will have the same attributes as the firstborn son, because we're from the same Father. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy, with justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Woo-hoo! Through whose mouth is he going to speak?
Ours.
Yeah. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf, and the lion, and the yearlings together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. The young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy, or on all my holy mountain. What mountain, Mary Jo? Do you think it's got a flat top?
I don't know.
For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the water covers the sea. Whew. When he came the first time, could this become a part of that truth then? He could have, but he didn't. Why was he waiting for? A corporate Christ. You got it. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the people. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious. In that day, the Lord will reach out his hand a second time. If you haven't got a circle around the second time, I would suggest that you highlight it, because it's not about his first coming. This is about his second coming. And what is he going to do? He's going to reclaim the remnant that is left of his people from Assyria, Lower Egypt, Ukraine, Russia. I'm turning the names around. Did you get it?
Mm-hmm.
From Upper Egypt, from Cush, from Elam, from Babylonia, from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. There's your blood moons. Are you catching it?
I'm catching it.
You're catching it. He will raise a banner for the nations. Notice he does it, not you. And gather the exiles of Israel. Who's he doing it? He is. He will assemble the scattered people of Judah. That's the Jew. From the fourth quarter of the earth. From the four quarters of the earth. Pretty good, huh? North, south, east, and west. Ephraim's jealousy will vanish. And Judah's enemies will be cut off. Ephraim will not be jealous of Judah, nor Judah hostile towards Ephraim. So the infighting will what?
Cease.
They will swoop down on the slopes of Philistia to the west. Together they will plunder the people of the east. Where is that? Where's the east from Jerusalem? India, China, etc. So who's going to take care of those things? See? Yeah. They will lay hands on Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites will be subject to them. The Lord will dry up the gulf of the Egyptian Sea. With a scorching wind, he will sweep his hand over the Euphrates River. He will break it up into seven streams so that men can cross over in sandals. There will be a highway for the remnant of his people that is left from Assyria as far as there was for Israel when they came up from Egypt. Notice the comparison. Remember Ron's words today, this morning, when he pointed out that there's a highway being prepared for the Jew that could be persecuted in different parts. And there's already a preparation done by the believers to safely gather them where they need to go. Verse 1 of 12. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord, although you were angry with me. Your anger has turned away and you have comforted me. Who's speaking? I believe that's the Jew. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw waters from the wells of salvation. So they're going to what? They're going to be saved. In that day, you will say, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. And proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion. Now that transfers to the church as well. In the natural, there's a political system called Zion, and everybody hates them. But verse 6 is very, very important. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel among you, or in your midst, amplified. Meaning, where is he? In us. So now you have an awareness of how that next level, when you start seeing this reality, when you look at the word and you see what happened to Jesus the first time, you can say, my God, I'm next. The corporate Christ is next. So it's going to open up a reality that only those that have a knowledge of his corporate body being formed in the earth are going to be able to say, oh my God, this is us. And it creates an incredible hope, because you know that the firstborn son was totally free of all bondage. And he was full to the max by the Holy Ghost with unlimited amount of grace and favor and healing in his wings. That's your future. That is your future. Now you say, well, how did you get that today? Well, the Holy Spirit told me to put a CD in my machine after I took a little nap. I slept in my chair. I was out in the room for a while, and then I went to sleep. Lost it. The other CD died on the process of my snoozing. Anyway, I know my spirit enjoyed it, but when I woke up, it was bad, you know. The CD was all done, and it was a blank. But I said, God, I still don't have a clue what you want tonight. And I wanted to pawn it off on everybody today. But he wouldn't let me. I said, okay. I looked at Gail before she left in the restaurant. Lord, can I? No. I could have patted it off to a couple of others and no. Okay, all right, I give up. But you gotta talk to me. Do you ever?
Amen.
Do you ever do that? Okay. So he said, put CD number 4 in. It wasn't in there for more than 10 minutes that this message was right there. Everything that happened to the first branch is going to happen to you. That's his plan. Everything that he poured into his firstborn son will be poured into the corporate son. And when that happens, there will be nothing that you cannot overcome. Go to Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. Anybody else there? Mm-hmm. All right, Daniel chapter 1. Because you're going to see the sequoias. I'm trying to find the right place. I want to make sure. Well, could it be chapter 2? Because it is the army of the Lord that he's describing. There's nothing that can stand in their way. Well, this should be interesting. I thought it was Daniel. I never make mistakes, you know.
Of course.
I guess it's not Daniel chapter 1. It says, anybody get a clue? Act chapter 2 is a quotation from which Old Testament book?
Acts chapter
2,
did you say?
Yeah. Joel. Go to Joel chapter 1. There's the problem. Joel chapter 1. We're just a couple of books away. Joel chapter 1. That's what the problem is. Okay. Verse 15. Alas, that day, for the day of the Lord is near. It will come like destruction from the Almighty. Has not the food been cut off before your very eyes. Joy and gladness from the house of our God. The seeds are shriveled beneath the clods. The storehouses are in ruin. The granaries have been broken down, for the grain has dried up. How the cattle moan, the herd mill about because they have no pasture. Even the flocks of the sheep are suffering. To you, O Lord, I call, for fire has devoured the open pastures, and the flames have burned up all the trees of the field. Even the wild animals pant for you, and the streams of water dried up, and the fire has devoured the open pastures. Blow the trumpet, chapter 2, in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick blackness, like dawn spreading across the mountain, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was of old, nor ever will be in ages to come. Before them, fire devours. Behind them, a flame blazes. Before them, the land is like the Garden of Eden. Behind them, a desert waste. Nothing escapes them. They have the appearance of horses. They gallop along like cavalry, with a noise like that of chariots. They leap over the mountaintops like a crackling fire consuming stubble, like a mighty army drawn up for battle. At the sight of them, nations are in anguish. Every face turns pale. They charge like warriors. They scale walls like soldiers. They all march in line, not swerving from their course. They do not jostle each other. Each marches straight ahead. They plunge through defenses without breaking rank. They rush upon the city. They run along the walls. They climb into the houses. Like thieves, they enter through the windows. Before them, the earth shakes. The sky trembles. The sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord thunders at the head of his army. His forces are beyond number, and mighty are those who obey his command. The day of the Lord is great and dreadful. Who can endure it? I want to stress very, very deeply, who's at the head of this army?
The Lord.
So whose army is it?
The Lord's his.
So the nations of the world that are scattered because of the army of the Lord, they're going to know what authority they now have. So all of this destruction that is brought about is to stand against the darkness. And it's the corporate body that will be that army. And I can remember many people having different takes on that particular subject. I'm sorry I brought you to Daniel 1 because it was a mistake. But I make mistakes like everybody else. But Joel has an army that he already saw. And the Lord is at the head of it. Remember what we showed you the other night when we stood here. Jesus was the head, and we were the body. When the body of Christ is totally in harmony and they stop fighting each other, what do you think is going to happen?
Look out.
Look out. Exactly. Look out. Right now, everybody's looking at each other with a critical eye, and it's got to stop. It's not from God. And you can't do it on your own. I've tried. It doesn't work. So we need to change. And we cannot do it on our own. Without him, we can do
nothing.
Thank you. John chapter 5. So, Joel's army, a lot of times, is not understood because they forget that one verse. Before them the earth shakes, the sky trembles, the sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord thunders at the head of his army. That's very, very important. So I would definitely say, as we go forward tonight, that you realize that you're being trained for that army. You say, we're a ragtag people. He specializes in the weak. He specializes in the broken. And he knows how to do a good job. Isn't that cool to see that he's got an ability that you and I don't have?
So come on up to the altar.